This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL. We have 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Actually a nice day. Hot today in the middle 70s on your Halloween day morning. Before we get to the news this morning, let's check a quick report on traffic from Rand Northam.
A truck fire has three lanes closed. This is near exit 158 on I-85 North. This is right near the weigh station. It's, again, a truck fire, and this is between Chapel Hill and Burlington. Again, I-85 North near the weigh station, kind of near Hillsboro and that area as well. A truck fire closing down three lanes, and, of course, it's causing problems on both sides of the road. That's, as always, the problem. So be on the lookout if you're traveling in that direction. We'll keep an eye on that problem and see just how much of a backup it causes, because, of course, with a fire, you've got to get the fire out and then get the vehicle removed, unlike just a breakdown or an accident where you can just start getting the vehicle removed. So, again, a truck fire, three lanes closed on I-85 northbound. A big thanks to Brian LeBlanc of Triangle Traffic calling that in for us today.
Well, that's not a good way to start the day.
Not good at all.
For those folks coming in from the west.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
All right.
Another regularly scheduled traffic report coming your way in about 10 minutes from now on WCHL. Chapel Hill police are looking for a man believed to have asked a young girl to get into his car. The incident happened on Nottingham Drive on Tuesday. Police received a report shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday of a male subject who drove up beside the 12-year-old child riding her bicycle. He then asked her to get into his car. She rode away from the suspect, and the suspect also drove away. The man was described as an Hispanic male between 28 and 32 years of age, short hair and a beard. The child reported that he was of medium build and that he was wearing a gray or white shirt. The vehicle was described as an older red car. If anyone sees a vehicle or driver matching this description, please call 911. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle as a Halloween hotspot, but Chapel Hill is trying to downsize the party more and more each year. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
The most worn costume on Franklin Street Thursday night may be a police uniform, but these officers won't be playing pretend.
We are bringing in several hundred officers from departments all over the Triangle area.
Chapel Hill Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Brian Walker says they're prepared for one of Chapel Hill's biggest parties of the year, but they're doing what they can to limit the guest list.
We've tried to reduce the size of the crowd, and we've been fairly successful in doing that over the last few years, and make it more of a local celebration. As much fun as it is to come to Franklin Street and see all the festivities, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to have a hard time getting here.
Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. Sergeant Walker says each Halloween is planned around lessons learned in years past, and he asks that pre-Franklin partying be kept under control.
We would encourage everyone that is going to be drinking before they come to Franklin Street for Halloween to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Stay with your friends.
Don't get separated and trust that companions will make it home on their own.
And please leave your exotic animals at home.
We have had a problem in years past with someone bringing a snake to an event like this, and when you're in that crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder trying to push through someone and you've got a snake hung around your neck, it tends to make people nervous.
But not just snakes. Thursday night is a no pets allowed event.
You can't bring animals in, even if it's a part of your costume.
Some other things Sergeant Walker says you should leave out of your bag of tricks and treats are weapons, fireworks, flammable substances, or anything that may be considered a threat to safety. But aside from all these rules put in place to protect you, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department wants you to have a good time.
We're looking forward to this being another successful and safe Halloween in Chapel Hill.
Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
4 days remain in the early voting period, and there doesn't seem to be any big sense of urgency to get to the polls early. The second and final full week of early voting started stronger than the first, with 128 people casting their ballots this past Monday. 140 people placed their votes on Tuesday. sending the total past the 1,000 mark. The Seymour Senior Center is averaging just less than 60 voters per day as the most popular location for early voting by far. Carrboro Town Hall comes in second with about half that number. For a list of polling locations and the times that they are open, you can visit our Election Central on our website at chapelboro.com. Hillsborough Mayor and candidate for re-election Tom Stevens says growth is inevitable. He's happy with the processes that are in place already to help keep the authentic small-town character of Hillsborough going forward. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Mayor Stevens about his seeking re-election and how he believes he will best serve the town of Hillsborough.
Tom, what do you believe is the number one issue in your town that needs to be addressed?
Absolutely, the number one issue continues to be how do we preserve the great things about Hillsborough as we move forward into the 21st century. We have a wonderful small town character that is authentic. We are going to be growing, so how do we carry that authentic small town character forward?
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up in the time?
Well, a lot of it is we have a strategic plan. We have a good infrastructure in place. We have a sense of the big things that we know that are enduring about Hillsborough. That's our history, that's our arts, that's the diversity, and it's the connectivity, it's the sense of identification. It's our neighborhoods, and particularly not only just the downtown area, but all the surrounding neighborhoods like Beckett's Ridge or Cornwall's Hills and Fairview, West Hillsborough. All that is important so people feel like it's part of the town. So with that, I say core understanding about what's enduring about Hillsborough, we try to add new developments and new things to Hillsborough that I want to say contribute to the community, that add to the fabric of the community, and help it grow in a way that still keeps a unique character, but is very modern.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is running unopposed for re-election. How, as mayor, are you going to make sure that all the voices of the town are heard?
Now, I really think that is the mayor's job as much as is anybody else. I'm a professional facilitator, and I think probably the thing that I've contributed most already to the town board, to public hearings, to the sense of is including many voices. So that's a matter of being patient, of really trying to understand diverse opinions. I think it's also elevating the process. Our baseline process in America is not to settle things with violence, but to do it with the vote. And if you can take that one step up, it's not are you for something or against something, but what is it that we're trying to accomplish? And we have done that in a lot of our public decision making of not, are you for this development or against it, but what is it that we want, and usually craft something that when it's all said and done, everybody on council can support, and generally we have very widespread support in the community for the direction that we're going as well.
And how do you feel the town's relationship is with Orange County, and where could there be improvements there?
Oh, well, it's one of those things. I think we have a very good relationship and can always be improved. Partly we all go about our business somewhat separately, and then we suddenly bump up against each other. Sometimes it's in little things. We put a sign down where, somebody noticed that this is a historical artifact ought to be. And, how do we not know and talk to each other? But our staffs work well together. And our elected officials have good communication. So I regularly have a chance to chat with Barry Jacobs, or the chair of the county commissioners. And again, I think we set the right tone, then our staffs can also make connections.
Once again, that is Rand Northam speaking with Hillsborough Mayor and candidate for re-election, Tom Stevens. He's running without opposition. You can hear the whole interview by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL continues to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 7:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews as well. Southern Season at University Mall in Chapel Hill. Now with a report on traffic and some serious stuff this morning, here is Rand Northrup.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yes, we do have an accident involving a truck fire. Three lanes closed near exit 157, mile marker 158 in that area. It's causing some slowdowns, obviously, as three lanes are closed. This is on I-85 northbound near the weigh station. Again, right around near exit 157, the 158 mile marker area. Brian LeBlanc of Triangle Traffic calling that in just a little while ago. So that has just occurred. It's going to take a little while for them to get the fire cleaned up and then the traffic or the debris and the truck that it was on fire or is on fire. Get that cleaned up as well. Again, I-85 northbound near the weigh station around exit 157, mile marker 158. This is between Chapel Hill and Burlington, of course. A truck fire closing three lanes of traffic right around Hillsboro. Otherwise, we have a slowdown on NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Just moderate delays there, nothing major, no accidents reported in the listening area right now other than our truck fire. And we'll keep you up to date on that incident and others as the morning continues on. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Just a horrible way to start the day.
Not good.
85, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. They can host private parties on a patio there with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. A lot of folks out there last night watching the World Series at the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. All right, it is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough, also 56 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, high today 75. Tonight mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low around 62. And then tomorrow, showers likely to the tune of 70%, so watch out for that. And the high tomorrow in the low 70s. 719 at WCHL. Former chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Ray DeFries, died on Monday of cancer at the age of 60. Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Dan Jones, tells WCHL that DeFries will be remembered for his dedication and more than 40 years of service to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Ray's going to be very, very missed by a lot of us for a long time. He's just that kind of person you don't ever forget.
That's Chief Jones. A native of Rochester, New York, DeFries moved to Chapel Hill in 1960. After graduating from Chapel Hill High School in 1971, DeFries became one of the founding members of the South Orange Rescue Squad located in Carborough. He served as chief from 1984 until 2004 and remained with the squad until earlier this year, even while battling cancer.
I don't think there was a special event in this community, Chapel Hill or Carborough, in the last 30 years, whether it was a 4th of July or a Final Four celebration or a football game, a UNC basketball game, a Halloween, that Ray wasn't there as part of the EMS coverage.
Current chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Matthew Mosey, said DeFries enjoyed working with UNC students during their EMT training.
The number of members that have come through the doors of South Orange Rescue Squad, either as community members or as students that have gone on later to be doctors, nurses, PAs, I would guess, but I couldn't even be close to begin to tell you the number of lives that he affected.
Jones said that DeFries was known for his swift response time in emergency situations.
He could get to any part of that stadium faster than the young crews that were assigned in that section of the stadium could get there. And it was always a marvel to us. We couldn't figure out how he did that or how he knew where to get in that stadium faster than anybody else, but he could.
When Jones moved to the area in 1990, he said DeFries served as his mentor. Known for his warm and welcoming personality, DeFries was often spotted wearing suspenders, even under his uniform.
And the other thing was he would say, all right. And he had a way of saying all right that didn't matter what we were dealing with or what the situation was or if it was a big winter storm, he'd go, all right.
One of DeFries' favorite things to do was cooking for his friends and family. Jones said that during his later years of service, DeFries would often grill for all responders on duty. DeFreeze is survived by his wife of 29 years, Pamela, his daughter Natalie, and his son Jonathan Ray. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:22. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Rod Setz. Boston Red Sox fans were celebrating in the streets around Fenway Park last night after their team won the World Series, wrapping it up in six games, beating the St. Louis Cardinals last night, 6-1. One fan says after the Boston Marathon bombings, quoting here, "We needed this." A lot of people echoed that. A lot of the players talked about that after the game. The Red Sox have now won three World Series in a decade, but the first time they've clinched one at Fenway Park in 95 years. Now, Art Chansky is still out celebrating somewhere before he started celebrating the Boston Red Sox World Series victory. He managed to leave us another report on something totally different. You'll hear that coming up in just a couple minutes here. So congratulations to all the Boston Red Sox fans in our audience this morning. We're just a couple of days out from game day in Raleigh. The Tar Heels will be looking to make it two football wins in a row against the North Carolina State Wolfpack. How pumped up is this team? WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heels have been out on the practice fields all week, tirelessly preparing for their in-state rivalry contest against the Wolfpack. Bragging rights are on the line, and tailback TJ Logan says he feels there's added incentive this week, because with this game, it's personal.
I feel like this one's kind of more personal because it's like in our state, so I mean, this is more personal, so... Because we know a lot, some of these guys know each other, they grew up with them, so, and I hung out with a couple of the guys, so I mean, it's kind of more for bragging rights, kind of, if you want to say.
Logan says head coach Larry Fedora emphasizes the magnitude of the NC State game long before the rivalry week rolls around. And to add fuel to the fire, Logan says Coach Fedora does a little interior decorating to the locker room featuring the color red.
Definitely, well, he emphasizes it a lot, and in our locker room, there's a lot of NC State stuff, so we just trying to, I guess they're trying to make us make sure that we know this is the biggest game that's going to happen on Saturday, so.
Quarterback Marquise Williams says he has been working hard to sharpen his passing efficiency to grow the coaching staff's belief in his abilities to run the up-tempo offense.
I just worked hard at what I need to improve at, you know, as passing the football and accuracy and stuff like that, you know, to make them believe. And that's the main key I've been working on, just being what I need to do and doing my job as the backup and when I have my time to perform and just execute what I need to do.
Williams oozes with confidence when you talk with him. He says he feels no one can stop him in the red zone and that he is excited to score a couple touchdowns at Carter-Finley Stadium this weekend in front of a hostile crowd.
Oh, man, I'm going to be really hyped about it because, I mean, in the red zone, I feel like nobody can stop me in the red zone. And playing at Carter-Finley, I mean, it's so unbelievable. Fans are hostile and they're very excited the game. But so I just hope I can get up in the end zone a couple times against them and feel come out and we can get a W at the Carter.
Offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says the Wolfpack defense presents some matchup problems for his offense. He says the size of the NC State front line is threatening.
Obviously, you know, the effort will be phenomenal come Saturday. So, yeah, they're big. There's going to be some matchup issues we're going to have to deal with. And we got to utilize some tempo and some change of pace to help us there. But they're big and they're physical up front. I think their fronts are where their strength is at. But even in the back end, safeties and corners are long, they're tall, rangy. So to be able to get their hands on you, we've got to do a good job of battling one-on-one.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's complete coverage of the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack begins at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Fetzer Field is set for a Halloween showdown between the number 4 Tar Heels and the surging Duke Blue Devils in Carolina's regular season finale tonight. We're talking about women's soccer. The 15-3 UNC team is looking to build off the momentum of its thrilling overtime win at Wake Forest on Sunday. But Carolina faces informed Duke at 8-6-4 overall, one of the hottest teams in the ACC. They've won three straight. Head coach Anson Dorrance says the Atlantic Coast Conference is a dogfight right now, with the victory over Wake being vital to his team securing home field in the ACC tournament in hopes of ultimately earning a top seed in the NCAA tournament.
And with that victory over Wake, two wonderful things happened. The first thing that happened was we now get to host the ACC tournament first round. The second thing is we're sort of on that RPI bubble. Whatever elite team wants to be is top 4 in the RPI, because that'll give you an excellent chance to be a top four seed or a number one seed.
As for the here and now, Coach Doran says he knows his Tar Heels will have their hands full tonight against Duke.
Well, the Duke team has an incredible attack, and we've recruited all those girls. I mean, honestly, in recruiting the last 4 or 5 years, Duke has won 5 out of the 6 head-to-head battles. So they have an excellent team, and we know that, and we respect them. So I think this is going to be a heck of a game.
The 7 o'clock rivalry contest tonight, Halloween night, can be heard on 97.9 FM WCHL. You can read this story and listen to Matt Oaks' full interview with head coach Anson Dorrance and find out all you need to know on Carolina women's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Unless they can pull a trick or treat, the Panthers are not going to the playoffs. This is Hard Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Happy Halloween to y'all and booyah! The surprise story this week is whether the Carolina Panthers are going to treat us to a rare playoff appearance or all the excitement is just a big trick. I think the latter, and here is why. The Cats from Charlotte are 4-3, but have beaten a bunch of ghosts with a combined winning total of 6 games. The Giants, whom the Panthers shut out for their first win, have managed 2 W's in 8 games. The Vikings, their second win, still has only 1 victory on the season. St. Louis is probably their best win, but after losing quarterback Sam Bradford is on hold with 3. And, of course, the Tampa Bay Bucks are still 0-4 at 7 and counting. So before you reserve your playoff tickets and make plans for a trip to New York for the Super Bowl, let's take a sobering look at the rest of the Panthers' schedule, which begins Sunday with a home game against Atlanta. The Falcons were supposedly a contender for the Lombardi Trophy, but have been stuck in their own foul do with a 2-5 record. They are much better than that and will start to show it one of these Sundays, maybe this one. Then comes a trip to Candlestick to play the 49ers, and you can forget about that one. The Panthers have a much better chance of beating Tom Brady and the Patriots the following Monday night in Charlotte. But by then, the Pats will be in their own second-half push for the playoffs. 2 of the Panthers' more winnable games follow with a trip to Miami and the home rematch with the hapless Bucks, who by then may have Dave Wannstedt or Butch Davis as their new head coach. The last 4 games feature home-and-home with the Saints, the defensively tough Jets in Charlotte, and the regular season-ending trip to Atlanta. With 4 or 5 other teams contending for the second NFC wildcard spot behind either San Fran or Seattle, the Panthers will have to finish at least 9-7 to have a chance. So that means going 5-4 against the scheduled outlined above. Doable? Yes. Probable? No. Unless, of course, they all don Halloween masks and, boo, begin looking like the Denver Broncos. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough, also 56 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today, and actually a nice day. High today, about 75.
Happy Halloween. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. One strike away at Fenway. We're on Red Sox Radio's Dave O'Brien.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. The 2013 Red Sox are the world champions, and Boston strong.
6-1 the final. Boston wins the World Series 4-2 over St. Louis. MVP David Ortiz.
This is for you, Boston. You guys deserve it.
CBS's Steve Futterman says the key hit in the clincher came in the 3rd inning.
With the game scoreless, Boston right fielder Shane Victorino came to bat with the bases loaded. He hit a double off the green monster in left field. All 3 runners scored, and the Red Sox were on their way to capturing the World Series.
Red Sox 3rd championship in 10 years. Fans celebrated into the night.
I feel great. All I want to do is just tug on my beard all night long. I love it.
It's the best feeling ever.
I think this is amazing.
This is unbelievable. Best feeling in the world.
Championship comes 6 months after the Boston Marathon bombings. The team embraced survivors and the hub all season long. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees in Chapel Hill, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Boston Strong. Congratulations to all the Red Sox fans this morning for winning the World Series. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle as a Halloween hotspot. It's well known all over North Carolina, in fact. People come here from everywhere, but Chapel Hill has been trying very hard to downsize this party more and more each year. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
The most worn costume on Franklin Street Thursday night may be a police uniform, but these officers won't be playing pretend.
We are bringing in several hundred officers from departments all over the Triangle area.
Chapel Hill Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Brian Walker says they're prepared for one of Chapel Hill's biggest parties of the year, but they're doing what they can to limit the guest list.
We've tried to reduce the size of the crowd, and we've been fairly successful in doing that over the last few years, and make it more of a local celebration. As much fun as it is to come to Franklin Street and see all the festivities, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to have a hard time getting here.
Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. Sergeant Walker says each Halloween is planned around lessons learned in years past, and he asks that pre-Franklin partying be kept under control.
We would encourage everyone that is going to be drinking before they come to Franklin Street for Halloween to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Stay with your friends.
Don't get separated and trust that companions will make it home on their own.
And please leave your exotic animals at home.
We have had a problem in years past with someone bringing a snake to an event like this, and when you're in that crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder trying to push through someone and you've got a snake hung around your neck, it tends to make people nervous.
But not just snakes. Thursday night is a no pets allowed event.
You can't bring animals in, even if it's a part of your costume.
Some other things Sergeant Walker says you should leave out of your bag of tricks and treats are weapons, fireworks, flammable substances, or anything that may be considered a threat to safety. But aside from all these rules put in place to protect you, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department wants you to have a good time.
We're looking forward to this being another successful and safe Halloween in Chapel Hill.
Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill police are looking for a man believed to have asked a young girl to get into his car earlier this week. The incident happened on Nottingham Drive. Police received a report shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday of a male subject who drove up beside the 12-year-old child riding her bike. He then asked her to get into his car. The child rode away from the suspect. The suspect also drove away. The man was described as an Hispanic male between 28 and 32 years of age, short hair and a beard. The child reported that he was of medium build and that he was wearing a gray or white shirt. The vehicle was described as an older red car. If anyone sees a vehicle or driver matching this description, please call 911. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says there's more that can be done to bring down property crimes in Chapel Hill.
We're focusing our efforts on property crime and residential break-ins and car break-ins and those kinds of things that, in the absence of very serious violent crime, it's about as serious as it gets when somebody breaks into your home. So we're spending a lot of time working on those cases right now.
Chief Blue says the local increase in property-based crimes, including burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle theft, is actually following a national trend. News 14 Carolina released a story on Wednesday showing Cary with the lowest crime rate in the United States in 2012. The state's largest town with more than 140,000 people had a crime rate of 14.35 per 1,000 people last year. Chapel Hill's crime rate, meanwhile, in 2012 was 26.96, almost twice Cary's, with just less than 60,000 people. Of that rate, nearly 1.5 crimes per 1,000 people was considered violent crimes, murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault.
We're certainly pleased, and I think, again, there are a lot of factors that go into those low numbers. And I think our challenge and our interest is to keep them trending down, and I hope we'll be successful there, and that We're working very hard to maintain high visible presence in our community.
One way Chief Blue says the department is working to bring the overall number of crimes down is by enforcing traffic violations.
A lot of schools of thought that say that good traffic enforcement drives other crime down. A lot of data that suggests that that theory is accurate. So I do believe that our great efforts around traffic education and enforcement, I think that has a ripple effect in terms of other crimes.
He says the most important thing he hopes people understand is that the 911 system is a valuable part of police work, and that without the public's help, the police won't be able to completely keep everyone safe.
No matter how good our police officers are, they'll never know your neighborhood as well as you do. They'll never know your workplace as well as you do. Having a community that's willing to call 911 and trust that we're going to come out and do the right things, that's a goal that I think we will always work towards.
To see a table breaking down the crimes of Chapel Hill and other towns and cities in North Carolina, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 7:38. It is Halloween morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Coming up, Rand Northam will be here in just a moment to talk about what's happening at chapelboro.com. Very busy website this morning. Halloween Day!
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Are you ready?
When my monster from its slab began to rise.
Got your costume?
Suddenly, to my surprise,
ready to trick-or-treat?
Did the monster mash.
What are you going to be doing tonight?
Graveyard smash.
Let's just keep it safe, everybody. Just have fun, but don't do anything crazy.
He did the monster mash.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Rand, and also we have today's commentary in the way from Raleigh. Man, what you're saying in the street, and a whole lot more this half hour on WCHL.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Wow! Isn't it nice to know that your BMW purchase this month will help you raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else? Purchasing a certified pre-owned BMW this month is easier than ever, with financing as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months, plus two payment credits on select models. Wow! We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles.
Must take delivery on or before 9/30/2013. Finance rates on select models with approved credit through BMW FS. Two payment credit on select models.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
This is Meg Branson, Senior Vice President of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join us on November 13th for the inaugural Business Hall of Fame Gala and Induction Ceremony, honoring business leaders with a record of achievement and who have made a positive and lasting impact on our community. Special thanks to our sponsors, East 54 and Obi Creek, PNC Bank, Vilcom, Performance Auto Mall, and the Word Factory.
The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruiser's has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
All right. I better take that mask off. It doesn't sound quite right. 741 at WCHL. Rand Northam is here. It is Halloween, and Rand is here to tell you all about what's happening at our website, chapelboro.com. If you're ready, if you can handle it, what's up?
Nice. I like it. we're going to head down to Pittsburgh for just a moment. The Small Street B&B Cafe in Pittsburgh. Cynthia Raxter has some information about that you'll want to check out in our lifestyle section.
Right.
As we do the MASH. And in our column section, Matt Paul joins us with Eric Ebron's Big Talk. He talks about Eric Ebron, and he plays big on the field and talks big as well.
So. I'll tell you what, if Eric Ebron came up to me and wanted to talk, I would listen. And the guy is so good, too.
Yeah, maybe if you even didn't want to talk.
We're going to be watching him on Sundays for a long time in the NFL.
No kidding. And that segues beautifully into Huddle Up with the Heels, bragging rights on the line, of course, with North Carolina, North Carolina State. And NCSU decided to make it even sweeter because they made it their homecoming. So, hey, why not?
What's
go
up
for
with
it.
That?
Yeah, that's a risky move, I would say.
Yeah.
Pick somebody like Western Carolina or somebody.
If different strokes for different folks.
There you go. And College Pick'em, of course, is live. You can play week to week or season long if you've already joined us. But just because you haven't joined us all season long doesn't mean you can't join us now. So please join us on College Pick'em in Huddle Up with the Heels. And we're going to have a special story up coming up tomorrow, a recap of that big day last year, North Carolina and North Carolina State. There was somebody by the name of Giovanni Bernard.
Gio, I remember him.
I think he did something in that game. In case you forget or if you didn't hear it, didn't see it, join us tomorrow and we'll let you know all about it.
Players haven't forgotten, I'll tell you that much.
Sure.
Especially the North Carolina State players, they haven't forgotten.
Yeah, no joke at all. Well, that and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash.
Well, tonight is the time to do this.
Catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.
I wish I had more time to play the whole thing. Oh, man, you're downright scary. All right, we better get to the commentary on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. A few weeks ago, my bride Betsy was operated on at North Carolina Women's Hospital in Chapel Hill. After surgery, she was moved to a room that looked as if it belonged in a fine hotel, even to the book in the bedside nightstand. This wasn't a complete Bible, but a copy of the New Testament and Psalms, and that got us to thinking. No doubt a Christian could find comfort reading from this familiar book, but suppose a patient using this room was not a Christian. There was no Quran, no Torah or Old Testament, no Book of Mormon, nothing about Scientology, no teachings of Buddha, no science and health, just a New Testament and Psalms. According to the New York Times, the Gideons, who've placed Bibles in hotel rooms for many years, have lots of company. Other faith organizations have gotten into that act, and the diversity of religious material in hotels is growing. Several thousand hotels in the United States carry copies of The Teaching of Buddha. Christian Science material is found in some California hotels. If you stayed in a Marriott hotel, you know that you're going to find a Book of Mormon in your room. The chain's founder was Mormon. Muslims do not try to put the Quran in hotel rooms because guests might take it to the bathroom or some other improper place, according to a prominent imam in New York. Most Muslims memorize at least the Quran's opening chapter, which must be recited during each of the five prescribed daily prayers. Hospital rooms and hotel rooms are different in important ways, of course, but in both of them, their occupants change almost daily, and they bring with them different faith traditions and beliefs, particularly in such a community as ours. Wouldn't it be great if every patient could open that nightstand and find reading material that supports his or her particular beliefs? That surely would help the healing process. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With several sources of information on candidates available in the area, we hit the streets to find out. How do you find information on candidates during elections?
My name's Rebecca, and I live in Carrboro. I think it's good to read a lot of different perspectives. So the Indy, the papers given out by the different parties, and also on the internet.
Mac, I live in Chapel Hill. Internet. Just Google mostly, yeah.
My name is Tim O'Leary. I live in Carrboro. I would, you know, Google them and kind of see what comes up and go from there.
I'm Carla, and I live in Chapel Hill. Usually I'll just, like, Google their names online, and I'll look at their, like, platforms or their, like, information.
My name is Derek Holmgren, and I live in Carrboro. Look them up online on their websites, and otherwise, League of Women Voters always has useful information on who's running for what.
How do you find information on local candidates?
My name is Les Fry, and I live here in Carrboro. Well, I know some of the local candidates, so it's not very hard to get information about them, except for the newer candidates. And for them, I would either depend on the independent or on the radio.
Diana Hirsch, Chapel Hill. The independent and neighborhood emails.
My name is Kenneth Perry, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Honestly, I head down to independent bookstore or Weaver Street just because that's where the thinkers are. And, I mean, why read the newspaper when you can get information from the people and also their input and also from what they've heard?
Sherston Freskin in Carrboro. The independent is a big part of it, actually. And sometimes I go to candidate forums.
I'm Sved Derderian. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. To tell you the truth, I think that the channels of finding information are not very sophisticated around here. What I do is I see names that people advertise in front of their houses, and then I go online and look up information about these specific individuals to know what their stances are. And so
that's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Why is R&R Grill the best dining and drinking experience in downtown Chapel Hill? Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime-cut ribeye steaks, everything made in R&R's Scratch Kitchen is from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether it's an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411 for your reservation.
This is Jackie Halvey. I love Carrboro. It's so edgy and trendsetting that it's practically French. In fact, our high concentration of art galleries and related facilities and services has earned us the nickname the Paris of the Piedmont. No easy task, but Carrboro does it brilliantly. In fact, Carrboro does it with an edge. Think about it.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
To celebrate the grand opening of Cameron's at its new home at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, we present 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle. The preceding 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle was brought to you by Cameron's, now open in its new home in Carrboro at 300 East Main Street. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing that the truck fire causing some problems. This is I-40, I-85, and it's I-85 northbound. It's right around exit 157. Again, I-85 northbound. It's causing, or it did cause, the last three... Sorry, this is not funny, but Jimmy Dean is walking by.
Where's the sausage?
Exactly.
Where are the eggs?
I think he's got it in his hands. I-85 northbound, I-40 heading eastbound, causing many backups as we see three lanes closed down because of this truck fire. They're trying to get that cleaned up right around the weigh station. So this is between Hillsboro and Burlington, right around the Mebane Oaks Road area is where this problem is occurring, and quite a bit of a backup. Yeah. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly in the Chapel Hill Carborough area. A little bit of a slowdown on northbound 15501 between NC 86 and NC 54. And otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do it safely.
Jimmy Dean. He's talking about that character in the commercials for Jimmy Dean.
He's got the sun on. He's wearing the sun.
Where'd he go? It's John O'Brien, by the way.
Hey, man.
Where's the sausage?
Gotta heat him up. 30 seconds.
Jimmy Dean, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, man.
You are the man. Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, boy. You should see this.
He's wearing yellow pants, hey, too. That's impressive.
Maybe we can get a picture of him, too, Rand.
Yes.
Get your camera.
Yes, I gotta do that.
Oh, my
Thanks,
goodness.
Thanks, John.
Well, it's Halloween morning for sure. And, WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. We're going to run out of time here if we don't stop messing around. It is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today. High today about 75 degrees. Mostly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, showers likely. 70% chance of it. And a high tomorrow in the low 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond presumably joins us this morning. Ah! Boy, I'm scared when I look at him on the phone. We're doing FaceTime this morning.
Hey, well, it certainly come up this morning, Rod. What's your trick-or-treat costume going to be for tonight?
My trick-or-treat costume?
Yeah.
I think I'll wear a football jersey and just be myself. That's scary enough.
Go as an aging DJ, boy. That'll scare people.
Well, that, I don't have to dress up for that. That's every day.
All right, pal. All right, well, here's a Dan Dandy for you this morning. The word of the day is apostle. It sounds a little unpleasant, but it's not necessarily going to go down that road. Opuscle is O-P-U-S-C-U-L-E. O-P-U-S-C-U-L-E.
Well, I've got a guess on this one.
Okay, Rand, how about it? What is it?
Is it a cousin of an apostle?
Hey, he's going all religious-y on us there, right? Those snake-handling roots, they're hard to suppress, Rand, but you got to work on that.
What does it now, really mean?
Apostle, as a matter of fact, is all about trivia. A small, tiny, insignificant, minor literary or musical work. You know, the kind of thing that Rod just sort of sheds as he walks through the studio. He just one small, you know, trivial little bit after another.
I have music notes coming out of my ears all the time.
Well, let's not talk anatomy when we're speaking about the kind of music that you enjoy, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, opuscle, O-P-U-S-C-U-L-E. There's your word of the day. A small or minor literary or musical work. In other words, trivial. So
okay.
Put that in your musical pipe and smoke it.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Hope you continue to recover. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know. Clearly.
next hour. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Stafford is not here this morning, but Rand Northam is here with the clean joke of the day, a special clean joke for
Halloween!
Well, two vampires walk into a bar. No, I'm just kidding. You've heard David.
I want a Bloody Mary.
You've heard David Letterman's top 10 list on WCHL, and now we've got the top 10 best Halloween jokes.
Oh, good.
Your trick, though, is that we've only got 9 of them.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Number 9. How do you say goodbye to a vampire?
I don't know.
So long, sucker. Number 8. Why does a witch ride a broom?
I don't know.
Vacuum cleaners get stuck at the end of the cord. Number 7. How can you tell when a vampire has been in a bakery?
I don't know.
All the jelly has been sucked out of the jelly donuts. Number 6.
Give me a big old jelly donut.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
I don't know.
He had no guts.
Okay.
Number 5. Why do ghosts like to ride elevators?
You got me.
It raises their spirits. Number 4. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
Good question.
Because demons and ghouls are best friends.
What?
Because demons are a ghoul's best friend.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
Damaged it. All right. Number 3. Why did the dyslexic vampire starve to death?
Don't know.
He couldn't find the dloob. Let that sink in for a few people. Okay. Number 2. Why don't mummies take vacations?
Good question.
They're afraid to relax and unwind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the number 1 Halloween joke is, what do you call the heaviest female phantom?
I don't know.
The ghostess with the mostest.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
There goes the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man down the hall.
No, wait, that's John O'Brien.
Well, he's changed clothes already. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Elaine O'Neill is the Chapel Hill artist. Right now, she's using her talents to help raise money for UNC Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center.
A lot of people have been helping Lineberger raise money. How have you been collaborating with this wonderful local organization?
Well, for the past 4 years, I've created a special calendar featuring North Carolina scenes where proceeds from the sales go to the North Carolina Cancer Hospital in Lineberger.
Mm-hmm. You have bought so many great local causes. I mean, you're doing this kind of stuff all the time.
Well, I love this community and this town and feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Because she's always community-minded, Elaine O'Neill is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Elaine, where can people get this calendar?
Well, it's on my website, elaineoneill.com. Lineberger has them for sale. They're available around town in various locations. Thimble Pleasures, Flyleaf Books, Johnny T-Shirt, Frank, Lynn's Hallmark, Southern Season, the North Carolina Crafts Gallery.
You have just a unique type of art. It is textile collages. How do you go about creating these things? It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I start with a picture or go to that place in person, create a rough sketch, and then I have a huge selection of fabrics that I kind of pull together to create a palette of colors that is pleasing. Mm-hmm. And then working by the sketch, I just start cutting. And it's a layering process. They're quirky and colorful, and, you know, I create them really to make people happy and smile. And
it is really cool to hook up with Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center to help them raise money, while at the same time, you're taking advantage of your